This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 855-839-1210 if you would like to weigh in on the show today. Ray's in Warminster. Hey, Ray, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So, listen, I already talked about the monoclonal antibody. I worked with a guy who last year got a double lung transplant. It's just over a year, December 2021. And he actually got diagnosed with COVID, I think maybe 2 weeks ago, all right? And obviously, you know, specifically with him, the nervous level was pretty high. So his doctor said, you know, we're going to get you monoclonal antibodies if you get COVID. But they couldn't find them. They couldn't find anywhere to get them. So like a day or two later, they finally found a place, which is a Brandywine hospital. My friend said he went in there. He got the treatment. And he said, no lie, within like 12 hours, he was like a new person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, so, it really is. It's an amazing, amazing therapy.
It is amazing, you know, and it segues into what I wanted to mention. It's like, you know what's weird is, you know, why aren't we allowed, if you're somebody that gets sick, why aren't you allowed to try whatever you feel you should try? I mean, why does, you know, you're a person of a sound mind, whatever. Why shouldn't you be allowed to try something? If the CDC or the FDA says, no, that's not going to work for your disease. Like, so what? I'm an adult. I pay my. Why am I not allowed to try something?
Well, you should be able to.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's interesting, isn't it?
Well, there is a concept called right to try, and this was legislation that President Donald Trump actually supported.
Yeah,
and it's very, very important. Go ahead.
No, I remember that. There was a young lady that actually spoke, saying basically she credited that bill for saving her life.
Yeah, and there's a lot to it, obviously. Hey, Ray, thanks, buddy. It's a great point you mentioned, and have a great day, Ray. It's a great point you mentioned about right to try. And it was a law that President Trump signed on May 30th of 2018. But here's the trick, though, with this one. This is only for people who've been diagnosed with life-threatening diseases or conditions who have tried all approved treatment options. And people who are unable to participate in a clinical trial to access certain unapproved treatments. I believe it's your body. You should be able to try whatever the hell you want to try. I mean, you're not hurting anybody else. I think you should try whatever you want to try. I mean, look, if in India they're using shark cartilage, or in France they're using, you know, I don't know, some new treatment or whatever it is. I mean, it's your life. It's your body. Who the hell's government to tell you you can't try to save your own life? I've never understood that concept before. I mean, the FDA gets a lot of things wrong, too. They're not the be-all, end-all of things. They've gotten wrong. They've approved drugs and recalled them. They've approved drugs that have led to people dying. They've approved drugs that have led to people having severe health consequences. So, I mean, it's not infallible, the FDA. But the problem, though, is that we have a lot of people with a mindset of, well, did government approve it? Then no, it could kill you. Well, yeah, but the disease can kill me, too, or just destroy my quality of life in such a way. So in order for you to get the Right to Try Act, which allows you to have access to eligible investigational drugs, you have to have been diagnosed with a life-threatening disease or condition. And they actually list what those life-threatening diseases are so that you have to know, like you've got to know what that means. You must have exhausted the approved treatment option and unable to participate in a clinical trial involving the eligible investigational drug. This must be certified by a physician who is in good standing with their licensing organization or board, and who will not be compensated directly by the manufacturer for certifying, and has provided, or their legally authorized representative has provided, written informed consent regarding the eligible investigational drug to the treating physician. Now, a lot of times, Big Pharma pushes back on this because what they don't want to have happen, obviously, is for somebody to use the drug that's still under trial, die from it, and then that ruins the drug's chances of being approved by the FDA or just ruins the drug from a marketing perspective. So that's complicated, too, obviously. But, I mean, look, I mean, from a philosophical perspective, who the hell's the government to tell you you can't try something that might save your life or improve the quality of your life? But think about it. I mean, think of how many battles there are over things. I mean, even just people that want to use, you know, pot gummies to deal with their pain or their insomnia. Think of all the hoops they have to jump through in many places. Because Big Pharma would rather have them using an opioid, a painkiller, which is addictive, or an anxiety drug, or a sleep drug, all of which those things are addictive. So you see the battle that goes on constantly back and forth. There's just so much money at stake here. And so they ask like questions like, if I'm a patient or physician and I have a question about the right to try act, who do I ask? The FDA recommends the patients first consult with their physician, then or the sponsor of the drug to see if it meets the criteria under the right to try act. Look, I applaud the Trump administration for pushing this. I applaud the former president for signing this into law. I think it's great. I really do. I think it's great. But I think it's important to realize, though, that in my opinion anyway, nothing should be limited for you to try something. But the good news, though, is that you have more options now to try things than you ever have before, which is really, really important. 855-839-1210. Tony's in Bucks. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me on. Listen, real personal story, right? Got diagnosed with COVID a few weeks ago, immunocompromised, spoke to my doctors. They all suggested that I get it if I can get it, but they flat out said, I can't get it for you, and forwarded a verbiage from a major health system in Philadelphia that simply said, due to the new strain, they don't believe they're effective and they're just not doing it. They didn't say they don't have it. I went to the emergency room. I talked to the emergency room doctor. It's non-negotiable. They just don't want to talk to you. And, you know, I actually called because I feel like you're more legally aware. I don't know what my options are. I'm getting over it now. I was able to actually find a private pharmacy in Philadelphia. They came out to my house and did it. But I feel like it's back in the USSR. I have parents that haven't got it. And if they do, I don't know what I'm going to do for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's a question, actually.
It's a damn shame. Tony, are you a doctor?
I'm not. No.
You know, I imagine the frustration doctors must feel, too, if they know that this could help one of their patients and they can't get it. I imagine that frustration's got to be huge.
But it was verbiage, right, from a major health system here in Philadelphia. And, I mean, listen, in the States, how many cities do you have that have three major university hospitals?
Yeah.
You know, or more. And it was just straight-up verbiage that said, because of the new strain, we don't believe they're effective, so we're just not going to give them. And you got to figure, if somebody comes into the emergency room, it's probably because they need it. And even the older Regeneron product is still effective. It's just not as effective. I can tell you that within 12 to 18 hours, my fever completely dropped and I felt, I don't know, 80% better.
Tony, thanks, buddy. I'm glad to hear that. That's great news. I appreciate the call. 855-839-1210. Well, it's like I shared with you a couple weeks ago, Politico had a very scathing critique of the Biden administration for just focusing all in on vaccines and nothing else. They made everything about vaccines and they weren't focused on things like monoclonal antibodies, for example. They went so all in on vaccines. And I think the answer to that is, the reason why they did that is for the division. Once they decided to mandate it, which I think was done as a way to divide Americans because they love the culture wars, then they had to go all in. Vaccine, pandemic of the unvaccinated, blah, blah, blah. We know this is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We know that now. Vaccinated people can spread it. But instead of them focusing on all the other things to do, prevention, testing, like instead of the Biden administration focusing on making sure that everybody had access to home test kits, instead of the Biden administration focusing on monoclonal antibodies, whatever other treatments might be out there, they dismissed things flat out. They ignored things. And then all they did was focus on vaccines. When it turned out the vaccines were not enough to stop the spread of COVID-19, they had nothing. They had nothing. Because of their foolish insistence to just go down one single road. And that was a huge mistake for them. By the way, this is the big story of the day today. It's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is privacy simplified. What is it that makes you uniquely you? Well, DuckDuckGo doesn't think it's any of their business. And frankly, it shouldn't be the business of any tech company. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is privacy simplified. Absolutely. 855-839-1210. Jen's in South Jersey. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. What's up?
So I work for one of the manufacturers of the monoclonal antibodies. And both my husband and I got COVID right before Christmas. And our doctors flat out said that they would not order it for us because we did not qualify for the medication. Now, I've been following it extremely closely because I work for the one of the companies, and I knew that it would help us. We're both unvaccinated, and this was our plan that we sort of had in place if and when we got sick. So we ended up getting it. I know you're saying that, it's difficult right now. One of the reasons is because we live in New Jersey. The state of New Jersey has let their supply run down, or they haven't gotten their supply from, they haven't gotten it from the federal government. If you do go to the emergency room, a neighbor of mine is an emergency room doctor. They cannot turn you away at the emergency room if you demand to get the monoclonal antibodies. So it's just very important that people know that. In addition, some of the companies that have made the monoclonal antibodies are reformulating them to fight the new Omicron variant. So sometimes if you want to get them and they only have, say, two manufacturers' monoclonal antibodies, they're not going to order them for you because they know that they're ineffective against the new variant.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So how long will that reformation take, you think?
Maybe a couple of months, but I mean, the listeners can Google it. They can read about it, but I do know that they're working on it and they are looking to reformulate it. My husband and I were so fortunate we were able to get it. And I would say completely turned our symptoms around within 24 hours. And it's criminal that they're keeping it from helping people.
It is. It's no question about it, Jen. Hey, thanks for the information. Great stuff, Jen. Appreciate it.
No problem.
855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. No doubt. I mean, again, if you haven't seen the Dallas Buyers Club with Matthew McConaughey, I definitely recommend you see it. It is a great example of everything I'm talking about, where they literally in the 1980s battling the FDA, who was not approving treatments for AIDS and HIV. They were importing drugs from other countries, and you would pay to be part of the Buyers Club to try it and then see if it would help you and save your life. It's a great movie. I definitely recommend it.
You know, in that same vein, Rich, that movie was about HIV AIDS, and Magic Johnson, who was diagnosed with HIV in 1991 or whatever, because of the money and the influence that he had, he was given experimental drugs at the time. You know what I mean? Like these cocktails of drugs that he was taking, was not, I don't know if it wasn't legal, but it wasn't FDA approved yet in this country. And now obviously it is. And it's basically, we've almost eradicated HIV because of this disease. And, when he took it, it was an experimental drug, you know what I mean? But he had the means to be able to do it, which was a good thing. And he's alive now because of that.
Well, that's a great example then right there.
Yeah.
855-839-1210. Jesse's in South Jersey. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Rich. I just wanted to quickly state that my mother, 84-year-old with congestive heart failure, the middle of December, we took her into the emergency room, and we weren't given the same treatment that your previous caller said. When we were told she was not, they were not permitted to give him monoclonal antibodies in the emergency room. And she was released with the hospital with cough suppressant, and she passed away on about day 14.
Sorry to hear that. So sorry.
But
to hear
I think that people are missing a critical point to this, is that the CDC was at the time stating that Omicron was the dominant strain, and it was actually Delta at the time my mother got sick. And so therefore they were pulling the Regeneron and the other antibodies in light of that. And my point was, let's give her the Regeneron just anyhow, because if she's got Delta, she's going to die with her conditions.
Right.
And I just feel that that window there, that 1 to 2 week window when the CDC was misguided in what the dominant strain was, has taken quite a few lives. And that's really my only point.
So you couldn't, they wouldn't give it to you, even though you're willing to pay out of pocket for it, and they just wouldn't give it.
That's correct. She was released. There were in our specific hospital system, there were 70 people on a waiting list. It was understood that she may possibly receive it in an outpatient center. And that was the only way to get that delivered at the time. At the time, her symptoms weren't bad enough to receive admission to the hospital. Due to lack of treatment, you know, the only loving care my mom received was a week later when we contacted one of these frontline doctors to get ivermectin, and they put her on some steroid and some other treatments. And it's really, to me, you know, the only loving outreach that she received. And then, you know, we had to pull her off CPAP oxygen kind of at the end there when it was clear that she wasn't going to survive.
Well, Jesse, I'm sorry for your loss, my friend. And, you know, God bless your family. Sorry you had to go through all that. What a damn shame, especially right around Christmas time, too. So,
well, thanks for giving me a voice, Rich. I appreciate it.
You got it. You got it. 855-839-1210. Dave's in Philly. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Dave?
I have friends that live in California that walk across the border, get the ivermectin, bring it back, and then ship it all over to friends because you can't get it. And they have friends that 2 days in, you take that, and you're like, it never happened. And it's easy to get in Mexico. They walk across the border. You can bring so much. You're having so much back legally, and they just give, they send it to whoever needs it.
Yeah, Mexico is a great place to get pharmaceutical drugs because a lot of those drugs you don't need prescriptions for either. So you can just get them, you know, like over the counter, which is easy too, which is nice. But that's literally what happened in the Dallas Buyers Club. They go to Mexico and they get stuff and they bring it back to the States.
Yeah, and literally the government what happened. And the border patrol lets you bring back, you know, a certain quantity, and they just every weekend they go across and they just give it to their friends in California. Anybody who's sick with COVID, they start taking it, and they're, you know, after 24 hours, they're like, it never happened.
Well, you know, it really makes you wonder why they can't be more accessible here in the States. It really is just, it's infuriating. Dave, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call very much. David's in Philly. Hey, David.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I just wanted to make a mention. I'm a RN. I actually been working, you know, this pandemic since the beginning, seeing patients at their house. And all this time, you know, never caught COVID. And, of course, right before Christmas, I wound up getting it. Symptoms were kind of mild, but I noticed I started having some breathing issues. So I went to the ER just to get checked out. And I asked them, like, what treatments can I get? Because everything looked fine. I said, what about the antibodies? So they gave them to me. Even now, it's like with family members, you know, with them getting sick, I'm pushing them to go get it. I mean, it was a turnaround for me within 24 hours. So I just don't understand why, you know, they're not pushing this to help people out. It's just, to me, it's ridiculous.
They should. I mean, that's the thing. They should. Instead, they went all in on vaccines, and it was a huge mistake by the administration. And it's how many lives could have been saved? How many people's lives could have been improved? How many people could have just gotten healthier faster? And we're still not learning the lesson from it, David. We're still not doing what we need to do. We're still focused, hyper focused on vaccinations and only vaccinations. And that's just, you know, should be one piece of it, not just the only piece. And that's literally what this administration has done. Hey, David, thank you for the call, and thanks for being on the front lines. Glad you're better, pal.
Thanks, Rich. Have a good one.
You got it. You too. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.